Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Welcome. Please scan your first item.
Place your item in the bagging area. Each item must be placed in the bagging area.
John Ryder is with me on the line today because, John, you got in touch with us to chat about self-service checkouts. What's your issue with them?
Well, it's the new done self-service checkouts. Whoever hasn't, you know, people might not have encountered them yet. But basically, in the self-service unit, in the top right-hand corner, is a live stream of the customer. Now, they always had cameras in the ceilings looking down on the self-service section. But this is creepy, unsettling, and dystopian in the extreme.
Right, so this is, but it's the camera that was always there. It's just in a different place, isn't
it,
right?
No, not the camera in the ceiling. It's a camera in the unit itself where you scan your products. In the top right-hand corner is a live stream of you.
In the top right-hand corner of the self-service checkout till?
Of the till.
Okay. So this is a new... I have to be honest, I'm not familiar with this now. Maybe it's brought in...
I only encountered it the other day.
Okay.
And I spoke to a supervisor and they said the supervisor said you creeped out by it, the staff are creeped out, and they're getting customers who are creeped out by
it as
well.
But how big is this camera? I mean, surely it's just pointing...
It's a tiny little... Well, the picture is it's a passport-size picture of you. But it's just creepy that they're live streaming you scanning your products.
But sure, they probably... I'm told actually here now this is the same in a lot of the other self-service checkouts in other shops as well around the country,
I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
It's not the camera in the ceiling that they've always had.
But what's the difference?
What's the difference? It's incredibly creepy. It's like having someone standing at you on your shoulder looking at you doing your shopping because you're a thief.
But is the camera, like, I wonder, is the camera actually picking you up doing the, you know, when you say, is it your face that's fully streamed or is it just the product's been passed through the laser thing?
You can see the face. I don't know what else you can see.
And you can actually see the reflection of that back at you.
You can see your picture of you live streamed in the corner of the unit. Now, I wrote to Duns and Duns came back with some sort of BS answer that this was enhancing customer experience by basically stating that all customers are considered thieves.
Ah, well, I don't know if that's what they're saying now, but
there is the wider question where we have slowly and freely given away our freedom.
Well, like a lot of people would see this. Someone tells me here that they know what you're talking about, that it's very much like just basically you're looking at your reflection in a mirror, that it's just so close up. You'd have to ask, is it any...
unbelievably creepy.
Is it any different to...
It's a move further on. I mean, people were disquieted when they heard about China's social surveillance system, where your conduct in public can affect your access to various services. The US is in the processes of finalizing their own version through a data analytic company. The systems are becoming more powerful, and we have no control over who uses it or how. And the old argument about what do you have to fear if you've done nothing wrong is completely bogus.
Okay.
Because who in the future decides what's wrong? All you have to look at is the US, where what is considered wrong in inverted commas is changing by the week. Or in the UK with the likes of Palestine Action.
Right. We're
slowly giving away.
You have an issue with
ourselves.
And is it all, and in general though, John, have you an issue with CCTV and any level of surveillance?
It's just that it's moving to a situation where it's effectively a police state over which the people have no power or say or control in how that material is used.
Okay. Listener here tells me...
you don't have to be doing anything that's essentially illegal.
Yeah. Listener here tells me the very same are in Penny's and Aldi, apparently, so I don't understand what the big deal is. Another texter makes the point, what does it matter where the camera's located? Unless you're doing something illegal, you shouldn't be in any way concerned. Another listener makes the point, cameras are collected facial recognition for AI. And this listener says, I too refuse to use self-service checkouts in shops because I don't work there. So I always go to the normal checkout to try and, ensure that people's jobs are safe into the future, rather than using the self-service checkout as well. Katrina Redmond is with us too. Stay with us, John. Katrina's on the line. Katrina's a columnist, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, you've been writing about this previously. Is John right to be concerned about self-service checkouts?
Well, I mean, I can understand where his concern comes from, definitely. But I did contact the Data Protection Commissioner for their advice about this when it first started coming to the fore back in June. So all of these VAR-style checkouts are in virtually every single large retailer in Ireland. So you're talking all of the pillar retailers, all of the top five. It's in place in the self-service checkouts. Now, what they're saying is that it's in place, the VAR-style, is to combat the rise in shoplifting, because they have noticed a dramatic increase in shoplifting in line with the cost of living increasing.
Since they've brought in self-service checkouts? Is that when
they've brought in these? Well, yeah, they're noticing an increase in shoplifting in the self-service checkout areas. And then they also have noticed an increase in violence and aggressiveness towards shop workers. So this is designed to protect their shop workers. Now, I can absolutely appreciate that people are concerned about their personal data. And if they are concerned about their personal data, they are absolutely free to go and use the regular checkouts. But also bear in mind that those regular checkouts are also surveilled by CCTV. And all of this is, at the end of the day, the supermarkets are businesses. They're there to make profits for their shareholders. They're there to protect their bottom lines. But they do also have to protect their staff. There has been, particularly in the UK, a dramatic increase in violence towards shop workers, particularly in line with the cost of living increasing.
So we contacted Dunn Stores in relation to this, and we're waiting just to hear back from them. But these particular cameras that John is concerned about, that he's describing today, Katrina, so you are confirming they're in all of these self-service checkouts in most of the big retailers then?
Yeah, and I think also you have to accept that, you know, surveillance has been in place. These are just newer cameras on the self-service checkouts themselves. There has always been, for many, many years, CCTV in operation in stores. There's also always been staff monitoring CCTV. We have been monitored for a long time up until this. I think the amount of disquiet is because of the faces being recognisable on screen and the concern over facial recognition technology being used in stores. Now, I have taken a look into this, and facial recognition technology is not in use in stores in Ireland at the moment. It has been trialled in the UK, and they've used it to exclude people, you know, well-known shoplifters or well-known people who have violent aggression towards shop workers from stores.
And the camera that John's talking about, so that's been recorded then, it is?
So the Data Protection Commissioner says that a data controller must ensure that any new technology is risk assessed, along with a personal data impact assessment, along with other actions. And they also say that it's personal data and subject to the provisions of the GDPR and the Data Protection Act. So I can't tell you whether they're being recorded or not, or how long that data is being held, because that depends on the individual businesses and what their justification is for that. But they are bound by it, absolutely.
Yeah, I presume. John, were there signs? Like, did you notice any sign to say that it was or wasn't being recorded? Or
no signs, no advance warning, no publicity over it, just introduced.
Well,
and the problem, as one person said, you know, if you haven't done anything wrong, what's wrong in inverted commas can change, and can change rapidly, and is doing in the US at the moment. So I'm not necessarily paranoid, but this is a sort of a creep thing. And one day we will wake up and we will be in a complete surveillance state. And we won't have acknowledged that we've been going into a surveillance state. And you've no control over who does what with this information.
Yeah. But I suppose the point, Katrina, is like the CCTV cameras, they're already in the shops as it stands anyway.
Yeah, absolutely are. And I also want to point out that those notices are in place outside of all of the supermarkets. There are CCTV notices outside of the supermarkets. This is another form of camera monitoring.
It's the same thing.
And it should, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, stay with it. Roland Murphy's on the line. Roland's the chief executive for Smart Tech 24/7. Have you had complaints, Ronan, from consumers, from shoppers, from people, you know, critical of these the self-service checkouts and the additional maybe levels of surveillance that's coming with it?
Hi, Andrea. Look, the truth is this is a convenience trade-off, right? And when you look at convenience and privacy, they really have become two sides of the same coin, right? And the reality is most people will always flip that coin towards convenience. There's benefits to self-service checkout. Look, there's safety, there's efficiency. And obviously, if your credit cards get stolen and someone uses it in one of these retail facilities, they help from a consumer protection perspective. Mm. Now, there's the obvious concerns, right? There's the erosion of privacy. There's the potential for data misuse and, as John said, kind of function creep and so forth. But what I would say is that Europe is very different to the US and to China insofar as we are the most heavily regulated region in the world, right? So even though your image is being recorded when you go to the self-checkout, that is regulated under GDPR, right? And how that data is used, how it's retained, all of that is very, very tightly controlled under legislation. And should a retailer be found to use any of that information for marketing or for any other purposes outside of the purpose of the security for as you check out, and if they even retain it longer than typically 30 days, they have very severe punitive implications.
And sorry, just to be clear, nothing to suggest, by the way, that that's what's happening. I know we mentioned Dunnes and Penny's and Aldi or different retailers. There, nothing to suggest that that is what's happening at all, by
Absolutely.
The way. Just to be very clear about that.
Yeah, I think all retailers would have a very clear view of their obligations under GDPR. I think they take it very, very seriously. And the good news for European consumers is it's very easy for them to make a request to any of those retailers, a data subject access request, to understand what type of information they have about them. So in Europe, we're very lucky. That's very tightly controlled, and it really puts European citizens in the driving seat in terms of their data. So I agree with John. I mean, that is you're going to see a lot of sweep in terms of how that data is used in other parts of the world. But luckily, from a European perspective, we have a lot of controls in place to help protect us.
Yeah, well, listener says, is it not illegal to photograph you without or record you without your permission in a private area in a non-public place? But as Katrina said, the signs are up. I mean, they're outside the store. They don't presume the shops don't need to tell you at every single point where the camera is.
I mean, look, it's a given if you go into a retail organisation that you're going to be on, there's going to be CCTV footage there. And the obligation of the organisation is defined in law under GDPR, you know, that they have to be careful how they store that data, how they process that data, how they use that data. And I would say 99.9% of scenarios, they do a good job in terms of their obligations to consumers under the law relating to that data.
1800 453 106 is the number if you want to join us about this today, about surveillance, self-service checkouts. Olive in Kildare, I should say, says, isn't it better to be aware that you're being recorded? More signs required. Another listener tells me they were in a supermarket recently and that the money back voucher didn't work for the shopper ahead of them. It also didn't work for them. The shopper got really aggressive with the checkout assistant, so they must be protected against aggressive shoppers. Another listener, if you're not stealing anything or scanning every second item at the self-service checkout, you've absolutely nothing to worry about, says Paul in Carlow. Pat's with us in Tipperary. Pat, how do you feel about surveillance and the level of privacy that we have at the moment?
Well, basically, the one thing with all this is the supermarkets, this surveillance and everything is costing them a fortune. And the reason they are going down this road is they had no alternative but to go down this road. So I see our own town even. We have older people. They're no longer shopping locally because there's certain issues there. So this stuff and this surveillance will not be installed at a cost unless it's needed. And unfortunately, if you get a proper response, you don't have to go down that road of investing in all this equipment. So unfortunately, we're creating this society that nobody wants to call it out. And everybody is jumping on the bandwagon. Why is this there and why is that? They're there for reasons and they're there at a cost. But like what we're doing, even in the area of policing, we're going to see far different policing in the future. We're actually going to see policing with CCTV, satellite type policing. So in other words, a Garda car or Garda resources being used to the best of their ability. So if there's an incident in an area, they can go rather than have a car going around areas all night long and possibly coming up with nothing. And the areas that they're missing, there's crime there. So this whole thing of surveillance is a need now of more down-to-earth, on-the-ground type of policing is what we need to see. And unfortunately, this is the society we have created that we have to change with the times. It's at a massive cost. But as I said, we have to look. The bottom line in this is we have to look at the safety of the people that are going into these shops.
Listener to retailers are following strict GDPR rules and regulations, including all of their notices. They can't just share the data with anyone they like. There's strict rules about this. Miriam's with us in Leitrim. Miriam, what's your view on location services, on apps and CCTV in supermarkets?
Well, I suppose I've just listened to some of the conversation there, and I suppose what I'd be saying, Andrea, is for all of us, I think that boundary between public space and private space has become very blurred in the last few years. And the point I was making earlier on to your researcher is that we have become ourselves, as citizens, part of the whole surveillance infrastructure because, you know, we're now putting ring doorbells on our houses where we now have a view of the neighbours and the neighbour has a view of us. People are going around with dash cams on the car, so I might be doing that for my protection, thinking it's okay for me to be recording everybody else's driving behaviour.
But TikTok, Instagram, Facebook Live.
Exactly. So, you know, we're not seeing ourselves as agents within this whole surveillance infrastructure, and that really, probably, we are the biggest instrument in giving away our privacy and our data voluntarily. You know, and a lot of that is, you know, you have baby monitors as well. You can add to an ordinary CCTV.
I forgot about those.
And all of that, of course, is data that we're also putting in the cloud. And to a certain extent, we're not being regulated. So if my ring doorbell is kind of, you know, intruding on the neighbour's garden or part of the public spaces, whereas if it was a local authority had a public CCTV system, they would be regulated as to how they could, you know, train with, say, the cameras and what they could pick
up. She wouldn't know what you'd pick up, Miriam, in that ring doorbell.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and forward it on then to people in your WhatsApp, you wouldn't know.
And people are using the ring doorbells now to create content for TikTok and, and YouTube and
It's a fair point. And a lot of people, too, I have to say, very much in agreement, you know, with John about this as well. Ronan, you're still with us, and I want to put this text. I won't name the supermarket now because they're not here to respond. But this listener, Ronan, makes the point. The angle of one of the supermarket self-service checkout cameras in one particular store, the angle of it is so that I feel you can see right down my top. I think there's lots of cleavage been recorded, says this listener.
I'm not sure how to answer that one.
Say someone feels that they're, you know, I don't know. Do you talk to the? Would you chat to the shop manager maybe about this, or who would you talk to?
Look. Ultimately, security surveillance isn't inherently good or bad, right? It's a tool, and like any tool, it depends who wields it and why, right? I think, you know, in that particular scenario, obviously, whoever installed the security cameras maybe needs to think about, you know, realigning them with more facial features.
Listener says, I too raised a concern with the Data Protection Office on this particular matter, as I was concerned that it is now connecting facial recognition with cards for the first time. I was advised that the retailers are required to make a checkout available with no camera if requested. And I have now tested this on a number of cases and found them to be compliant so far, says this listener. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Just final point in this. I find this whole thing totally ridiculous. It cannot be one who's the first person the guards go looking for to when, you know, for instance, if you have an example of a child goes missing, first place you go is CCTV. And as far as tracking, I've lost my phone tracking all the time. I constantly have it on in the event that something were to happen, me or my family. The first thing I do is look at the phone tracking too, says this listener. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Pat Ronan Murphy there from Smart Tech 24/7. Katrina Redmond is from the Irish Examiner. John Ryder, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.